Now will you notice, I come down now to verse 2. He says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Now, I've been over these two words, grace and peace, so many times, and I was in 1 Peter. I'm not going over it here other than to say again that it's always put in this order, grace. You must know and experience the grace of God. That is, that God saves you, not because of your merit, your character, or anything in you, but he saves you because of your faith in Christ. And it's because Christ loved you enough to die for you on the cross, to pay the penalty of your sins, to make it possible for a holy God to reach down and save you. Therefore, God saves you by grace. He just saves you when you trust Christ, no merit or anything. Now, when you know that, then you can experience the peace of God. And that's what Paul meant in the 5th of Romans when he said, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the marvelous thing here about Simon Peter, and there have been so many that have called him that ignorant fisherman. I want to tell you, as we saw in the first epistle, he deals with more doctrine than any of them in such a brief time. He takes up all controversial matters, handles them in a masterful way, and he does that same thing here. And he is one of the writers in the New Testament that used arithmetic. You notice what he says? Grace and peace be multiplied. Now, he's talking about multiplication here. And what a wonderful thing it is. He says, not only should you experience the grace and peace of God, but he says, I hope it's multiplied. And Paul didn't go in for mathematics, but he says God is rich in grace and that the peace of God just passeth all understanding. But Simon Peter gets right down where the rubber meets the road and takes out the multiplication table and says, these two, I hope they're multiplied to you. How wonderful this is. How will it be multiplied unto you? Through some vision you have? Some lazy method that so many are using today? Oh, no. Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Now, we're back to this word knowledge, and I'll be talking about it again and again in this epistle because it's so important, my friend. The knowledge of Him. Paul said that I might know Him and the power of His resurrection, etc. and etc. That I might know Him. And you will find that Christianity is a person. And it's not only to believe in Him, but to know Him. To know Him, friends. He's the living Savior right this moment at God's right hand. And I want to know Him. That's the important thing. I want to know Christ. And you remember that it was Daniel that said, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. You're not going to do anything for God. And you are not going to be able to serve Him until you know Jesus Christ. Now, how does this knowledge come? Well, we're going to see. Peter won't leave you in doubt on that. He won't let you be hanging in air when he gets through with this epistle. That is a knowledge of the Word of God, the sure Word of God. We ought to have a more sure word of faith. And that's the thing that he's going to talk to us about a little later on. But here now, he's talking through the knowledge of God. And you remember, it was Job in the 22nd chapter, 21st verse, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. How wonderful, you see. And Peter's talking here about a knowledge of God. Now, may I say to you, and I think that probably we can look at it like this. I want to take someone that has lived and is now passed on. If you should ask me, you'd say, did you know the late President Eisenhower? And I'd say, no, I didn't know him. Well, you certainly heard about him. Yes. You saw him, didn't you? I said, yes. I said, I even saw him play golf. Very few ever saw him do that. I didn't see him hit but one time And the Secret Service man glared at me, so I had to get out of the territory. But I saw him hit a ball, and he didn't do much better than I do when he hit that ball. But the interesting thing is, I didn't know him. If he was living today and walked into my study right now, I think I would know him. Well, I'd recognize him, but I didn't know him. I never knew how he felt about certain things, and I imagine that Ms. Eisenhower knew him pretty well. I suspect that his loved ones knew him, but I never knew him. And now, what we're talking about here is the knowledge of God, and this is epignosis. Now, Peter will use that several times, and other times he'll use just gnosis, but epignosis means a super knowledge. It means a knowledge that comes by the Holy Spirit taking the things of Christ and making them real to us. I believe that you can know Jesus Christ better than you can know your closest loved one. I believe that you can know him so that you can go to him and tell him things that you wouldn't even dare tell your closest loved one. You can talk to him. May I say to you, to know him is life eternal. That's the important thing. Now, that comes through a birth, born again, as Peter says, not with corruptible seed, but incorruptible of the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. Well, when you're born, you're just a little ignorant baby. And we need to know him. We need to know him. I never shall forget hearing the late Dr. Herbert Bieber make the statement many years ago at Winona Lake. He said, after I was saved, I went to seminary to find out what had happened to me. Huh? That's good. May I say to you, he went to seminary to find out what had happened to him. My friend, you can trust him and still not really know him. And then there are a lot of make-believers today, and he's going to talk about those later on, and it's very important to make that kind of a distinction. Now, he says here, and I read it again, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. Now, a little later, he's going to tell you where you can get that knowledge and the only place you can get it. And it's important to know that. There was a sign in the science building in my college, and I don't remember anything I learned about science, but I never will forget this sign that was in the bulletin board. And to me, it sure hit home. And this is it. Next to knowing is knowing where to find out. You want to know where to find out about Jesus Christ? In the Word of God, the book we call the Bible. And that's the only place you're going to know him, friends. You can't know him out in nature today. Oh, you can find out something about his power and his wisdom. And you can know him maybe through some experience that you've had or in some meeting. But you're not going to know him personally apart from the Word of God.